audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey. How you feeling?
What's the matter? Feel good.
Good.
Feeling good.
Good.
Feeling good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah. Scored a drug from the dentist today.
Oh, so you're high right now. If you look okay.
Oh, shut up. I didn't take any drugs. You know, I'm a professional. I don't do this show high or loaded. Except for last night.
Yeah.
And when I'm in Vegas.
Or New York.
Or when I go out to dinner with like a band or something before the show.
Okay.
But that's the only time.
All right.
15, 20 times a year. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Got an Ativan.
Oh, yeah.
So
for you, that's going to do nothing, though.
That's what I said. That's why I'm just going to take it tonight. They were like, I went to go see the dentist today because it's time to pull my tooth.
Did they do it?
No. They did
you cry like a little girl, and they had to give you an Ativan to calm you down?
They laid the groundwork. No. They think I'm going to take it before I come in when I'm getting the thing pulled.
Jeez.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about this on the air, but... When she handed it to me, I thought, this is going in tonight, sister. Yeah. Not a week from today when I get this tooth pulled. Oh, that's going to be a good show, everybody, when I get my tooth pulled.
Oh. What is that, a week from tonight?
See, I got a tooth, everybody, that had a root canal on it. Root canal is like someone filing your soul. You ever had your soul filed, Drew? That's what it feels like. It doesn't matter how shot up they give you with the Novocaine or how much gas you're sucking on or how high you are, you can feel the devil's rasp.
Yeah,
it's just scraping at your soul. And just the scraping in there inside the hole in the tooth. Then they had to redo it a couple months later. And that was really bad because they had to pull the cap off and it wouldn't come off, and then they had to drill through the post that held it on and do just right. Getting to that
right.
Part.
I'm
yeah.
Getting, like,
you getting painful?
Yes.
So now they're going to pull that tooth after all that work. And like I was saying, dentists, when they got to pull the tooth, they really look at it as, I think, like a doctor when they can't save the leg. Do you know what I mean? They want to save the leg, but they can't save it. And they look at, they hang their head
a little.
A
failure, yeah, they fail.
Yeah, they go, I don't think we're going to be able to. And I said, good, get rid of it. This tooth has been like some stepkid, some 28-year-old stepkid who smoked weed and listened to rap and wouldn't leave the goddamn house. Had his buddies over for pot parties when I was on fishing trips. I want this tooth out of my goddamn mouth. I said, I know you look at it as a failure, but this is going to be the best day of my life. Take them all. Take all of them. I'll gum everything. I'll go down to Jamba Juice and spend the rest of my life just sucking on protein shakes. I've had enough. I've had enough of the flossing. I've had enough of the brushing. I've had enough of the rinsing, discussions on plaque and teeth cleaning. That's it. I'll delight all the women with my oral pleasures, and I'll move into a Jamba Juice. That's all I need, right?
Fair enough.
All right, anyway. So, they gave me one of those Ativans, and they said, now here's one. Now take this. Now, you can't drive, and I thought to myself, I have driven on so much more than this, honey, so much more. You can't, I had a handful of Vicodin in me and like a six-pack and was driving around with a big cast on my hand, driving a stick shift up in the hills.
That's nice.
No problem. Kids, don't do that, by the way. But they gave me the Ativan, and as she was handing it to me, I thought to myself, I'm taking this tonight with a couple glasses of wine. I better get some more from Drew, though, before the actual surgery. So you got to come through, buddy, but don't say anything, all right? I don't want to get busted. The Executioners are in here tonight. They are a band, and we're going to hear something from them and from their CD and learn about them and talk to them. And they're going to come in at the first or after the first commercial break. So we're going to take a few phone calls, and then the Executioners. Kelly?
Hi.
You're 17?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I called last night because you guys were talking about voyeurism, and I actually kind of had an incident. I had, it ended up being my cross street neighbor, but I was out of town for a weekend, and his little sister was taking care of our dog,
Oh, this is the one. Wait, did you call? Were you the one who called last night?
I am.
At the end of the show.
Yeah,
all right,
I am.
Perfect.
Yeah. So
just like we never left, Adam.
What?
Just keep going. Just
no,
one continuous
that
show.
Anymore.
It's a little eerie, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Right. Do you want me to keep on going now?
Yes.
Sorry.
He was taking care of your dog.
Oh, yeah. She was taking care of my dog, so she had a key to the house. Mm-hmm. I was coming back from being up in Seattle and stuff. Oh, sorry. Kind of gave away where I am. But I was coming back down, and I was going to, I had an appointment I was going to get to, so I actually called one of my neighbors, which I'm really good friends with, and asked him to do me a favor. He said he was too busy. He couldn't do it. So I was like, okay. I come home that day, and I went out the next night, and I kept on, I come into my room, and when I get ready, I always turn on my clock radio. I just press the sleep button, so just in case it, you know, if it turns off automatically. And it wasn't on a station, and I kind of thought that was weird. It, you know, I was like, well, I was like, maybe my sister was in the house or something, and she was staying at a friend's house. And,
right.
I kind of checked out the, you know, the clock radio, and I kind of, something wasn't right, but I didn't know what it was. So I went out that night, I came back, mid-afternoon next day, I was sitting in my room, and I couldn't understand why it was so weird, so I went over, and the tuner, like, you know how the tuner thing moves back and forth?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't move, and I was like, what is that all about? So, and you know how there's hard plastic over it, sometimes so you can see it? The hard plastic had been removed, and there was kind of like a softer plastic.
On your clock radio?
On my clock radio.
On your nightstand?
On my nightstand.
All right.
So,
and it was a clock radio alarm clock.
It was, yeah, clock radio alarm clock, yeah.
Yeah, the plastic face
right.
had been taken
off. So it had been tampered with.
Yeah, right. So I go, okay, that's really weird. And so I look into where the tuner thing is, and I see this lens just staring back at me, and I was like, oh, my God, and I've never been so scared in my life, and I was home alone at the time.
Oh, wow. Spooky.
And you thought maybe someone was looking at you as you were looking at the lens.
Yeah, and by far the scariest thing was I looked back at where the, you know, the cord comes out,
mm-hmm.
and I pulled back my dresser, and there is just tons of wires back there. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so I called my mom.
And, of course, at that point, you're convinced whoever has seen me catch this is going to come get me now.
Yeah.
Whoever saw me, you know, blow their cover.
Just made their move.
Here they're coming.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do. I was so scared. So, actually, I first called my dad, and my dad was like, put a towel over it, you're okay. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I said? So I called my mom.
Your dad was probably watching some other neighbor beating off in his den at the time.
I know. I was like, oh, God. So my mom was a little bit more, she was like, okay, what you need to do is you need to go across the street and you need to talk to Steve. And that's not his real name. I'm keeping the name. But
Your mom said head on over there and confront this?
Right away she figured that was him?
Warrior pedophile?
No, she didn't know anything. She just knew that she needed to get some, we have a really, really, really close neighborhood. We, you know, have.
But is this the guy that had, the guy she told you to go talk to was one who put the camera in there?
No, that is his dad.
Okay.
So I was going to go over there and talk to him. I ran over there and of course I'm in my pajamas. I was just lazing around and I'll call him Sean, comes to the door. That's the son. Comes to the door, and I was like, is your dad home? He was like, no. And I go, okay. And I kind of, in the back of my mind, knew that his sister was watching my dog, and so kind of didn't want to tell him just in case, you know, he knew anything.
Right.
And he actually works with computers. He's really smart.
So you already had a little suspicion about this
guy. I had suspicion.
Now, how old is he?
He was my age.
How old?
I was
17
at the time. We were both 16 at the time.
All right, so let's cut to the chase.
Okay,
he did get in there. He did this?
Well, yeah. So he came over and he actually took it and he was like, let's go take this apart at my house. So he goes, this is entirely weird. He was acting like he didn't know anything. He was scared, you know, and everything.
Right.
So he then we had another neighbor.
Hold on a second. Okay. Oh, you remember the part where I just fast forwarded about 3 weeks
to
the story?
Yeah.
You then went back to where we left off
from. Okay. So basically, we called the cops after my parents came home and they searched the house to see if there was any hard wires anywhere. They didn't find anything.
Right.
He didn't say anything. Like,
right. Stop. How did they find out it was him? Just one sentence.
His parents cornered him, and he basically said it after 2 days later.
He admitted it.
Well, and okay, so what happened to him?
They're not being very nice about telling me what's going on.
So you don't know.
Yeah, he went to a psychiatrist, and he got an evaluation, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess
Adam, I mean to talk to you. You need to go too.
Oh, listen. What kind of world are we living in? If I had had this technology, I would have wired the entire neighborhood and never left the house.
Yeah.
I know you feel badly, and here's what I'm saying, Kelly. I know you feel violated.
Yeah.
or almost violated. I'm not sure if you feel if you're actually violated because you caught on so quickly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. And here's the thing that all victims should know. Nothing personal.
Yeah.
This guy wants it's a compliment in its own weird way. He's not interested in the violation part. He's interested in the masturbation part.
Well, do you know what he said? He said he did this for a practical joke. He thought I was going to laugh and just say this was the most hilarious thing he could ever do.
Right.
Some guys.
He didn't mean that.
Some jack-off guys think that way, but not this one.
No, but look, if you're looking out your window and someone is naked in their window and you're looking at them, you're not looking at them to try to violate them.
Yeah, but
you're trying to excite yourself.
Right, I understand. But you can understand how this could sort of generalize in your head to, my God, they got in here and infiltrated.
Yeah.
Thank God it was nothing in this case, but who knows what might... It just makes you insecure, right?
Listen, that's why I always put it in the smoke alarm, in the fire detector.
Oh, good.
Up there. The smoke detector.
Nobody checks there?
Well, the clock alarm... Earth the Tard, I mean, as soon as she goes to set the radio or set the alarm clock...
Well, it moves her bed with the full...
all of a sudden looks like the back
TV
of a
cables
NASA
out,
computer right behind there. Yeah, I mean, what's the first thing you go for when you go to bed at night? Mm-hmm. You go for that alarm. That's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I hope he learned a valuable lesson. Not to put it in the radio alarm.
Smoke alarm.
So, that's the way to go. Bonnie? All right, anyway, I couldn't...
Hi.
Kelly sounded fine.
Yeah.
I'm
Hi,
glad
Bonnie.
She found it out.
That's an interesting story.
What's up there, Bonnie?
Fascinating story.
Well, I just wanted to know if it was common to have sex in your sleep with your partner and wake up to an orgasm.
Good times.
Wow.
Because we've done that like 3 or 4 times now.
Who wakes up to it? You both wake up to it?
Both. God, it's the best sex ever.
I mean, you wake up because orgasm's on you, or you wake up to having one?
Having one.
Really? And you're...
It'll always be something to do with what we're doing that night. Like, one night we were bowling, and it...
No.
Never mind. But it's always something to do with what we're doing that night. When you have a dream, kind of. You know what I'm talking about? When you have a dream.
How could you be having the same dream?
Okay, no. It's like... Okay, like, one night we went bowling, and I felt like I was the bowling ball. If you get my drift.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Wow.
She sounds fat. What the hell's... the hell? Are these guys got their heads hooked up by coaxial cable?
Well, there actually was there was about a month ago some interesting data that came out about sleep sex. This is happening. Man, we've heard about this in the show a bunch of times.
Well, you're always appalled at it. I tell you, it goes on all the time.
It doesn't go on all the time, and it's being recognized as a sleep disorder. And
why?
Why? Because
look, here's how I describe sleep sex. Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, I go to bed. There's a half a pumpkin pie in the refrigerator when I go to bed at 12 o'clock at night. Every Thanksgiving night, I get up at 4 a.m. and go down and eat that pumpkin pie because when I go to bed, I know there's a pumpkin pie that's in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but you don't wake up the moment your stomach becomes full. You wake up and then you go downstairs and eat the pumpkin pie.
But the point is as a 20-year-old guy, 22-year-old guy, maybe you haven't had a lot of experience with women, and there's a nude woman next to you.
So you wake up.
You get an erection.
And you wake up and you want to have sex.
Yeah.
That's normal.
No, look, you can have whole phone conversations if the phone rings in the middle of the night and you don't remember. And this whole asleep versus awake, what is it when the phone rings in the middle of the night? You have a conversation, you hang up, you have no recollection of it. Are you asleep or are you awake?
You're asleep. But as you and I have said, it's one thing to have the guy initiate this, but how did the woman become receptive in her sleep?
Well, all she does is roll over on her side and just be passed out. She doesn't have to be receptive.
This one's having an orgasm when she wakes up.
Well, because then she starts getting into it and the juices start getting flowing.
How does she get everything going before the juices are flowing? You know what I'm saying? He's not lubing up before he goes in.
No. Drew, where have you been? This works. I did this to you once when we were in Ithaca.
That's not what that was.
That's what that was, yeah. Remember we had to stay in the same room?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was me. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this the same one? Who are we talking to? Oh, Bonnie? Yeah, sorry. All right, Bonnie?
Yes, my partner.
I want to know about the part where you were the bowling ball.
We were just bowling that night, and I was horny when we went to bed.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
And
like somebody, basically that he was.
Oh, he put his fingers in you?
Yeah.
I get it.
I know that sounds really funny. But, you know, the part where you guys said that the girl wakes up, you know, and because of the orgasm, well, he wakes up, though, too. He's asleep the whole time also.
All right.
That's what's really weird, and I was wondering if that was common.
It's not common, but it happens.
Barely common.
It's considered a sleep disorder.
Oh,
it's,
look, if you do it every night, but most people have had a bout with this.
The other thing, if you remember, we've talked to a lot of these people, and there's always some kind of quasi-weird history there. And
listen, I've done this a handful of times.
What?
I sleep lightly. People say they're asleep. Why do we make such a great distinction between when you're asleep and when you're not asleep?
Like, it's just because you never sleep. Honestly, I am dead.
I'm saying when the phone rings, you get up, you have a conversation, you hang up. The next morning, you don't remember. Your eyes open up, you hold the phone to your head, you have a conversation, you put the phone back down.
Yeah, your brain, your frontal lobe isn't activated. You're still
okay, all right. Well, then that's what you're doing, but you're humping. You know what I mean? Your eyes are open, you're moving, you don't remember it the next day. Why do I have to make a great distinction?
In other words, I get your point.
I go through my whole life asleep.
No,
I
believe
you. I'm not
going to
remember
that.
This conversation, hopefully.
Hopefully I won't either. But the fact that you're saying, why do we make a distinction about sex? We don't make a big deal about you getting up and having a phone conversation in your sleep, so to
right.
speak. But when you do something as active as this, somehow we think it's bizarre.
Yeah, and I would argue that with the sex, the light stays off. If you're sleeping in a sort of spooning position, you have an erection, you keep it going. I mean, the phone, that's a loud noise and everything. You sit up. Yeah, it's not that big a deal unless you knock somebody up. Jennifer, nobody ever goes down on someone in their sleep, though. That's how you know guys don't really want to do that, ladies. Because it's never happened where a guy went down on a chick.
Nor has it that a woman on a guy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No.
Because if they're sleep sound enough, I'll get some. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
After I get off,
gamble.
I cry.
You what?
After I get off, I cry.
What happened? Were you molested?
No.
Huh?
No.
You sound like a 5-year-old. Something's up.
I'm a small person.
No.
No.
No way.
Yes, we.
No, you'd have to be the size of a Pez dispenser to have that voice.
Yeah.
So, I'm 98 pounds.
Yeah, 9 years old is what I'm getting, straight out.
No.
I'm getting 9, too.
So, what
happened at age 9?
Nothing.
No divorce or anything?
No, like, after, I guess, I haven't had sex in about 6 months because I can't get it how I like it.
How do you like it?
Really, I guess, weird things.
Like what kind of weird things?
Like I like guys in skirts and like, I don't know, because I think I maybe like girls. Because I can check out girls and like, and I like it. But I don't check out guys and think sexual thoughts. But I don't like really want to like eat out a girl. That's just not where I want to go.
Yeah.
But like,
I said, nobody wants to do that.
But I like giving, like, I liked giving my ex-boyfriend oral sex.
Really?
I enjoyed that, yeah. Sure. Like, I like...
All right, listen, I don't want to go over the entire sexual menu with you.
Yeah, okay.
I like 69. I'm a fan of cornholing. Shrimping, no.
No, felching, but I cry after.
Dirty Sanchez. Yes, you cry. Well, look. Right.
Like,
all right. All right. Quiet down.
Something
quiet
is very wrong, Jennifer. Something's wrong.
What happened when you were younger? Something. Something traumatizing, perhaps?
No.
Was your dad an alcoholic?
No.
He wasn't.
No, I'm not close with my parents.
Why?
I'm just not the big family person. I don't know.
Why? What happened? What was home life like?
I think my parents were divorced, and I moved back and forth. I never.
How old were they? Didn't we just go through? They ask about how old you were when they were divorced.
No, I was I was like 3 or something when they got divorced.
All right,
and why'd they get divorced?
I don't know. I've never cared. I don't even feel like I know my parents. They're just like people. I'm not close with them.
Mm-hmm. Huh, I got that. What's your dad do for a living?
He's a manager. Like a boss guy at a parts store.
Uh-huh. Auto parts?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And your
that's
mom?
Bad. Does he drink?
No.
No.
Sometimes.
No, but sometimes.
Not like a big thing, no.
Right. And your mom?
She works for a bank.
Okay. All right. And no step parents. When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 16.
And nothing before that?
No.
No creepy stepdad?
No.
No, no weirdo neighbor?
No.
No uncle down in the basement?
No, and this just started happening, like, more recently.
No violence in the home?
Did what?
Violence in the home?
No.
Okay. Well, how about a psychiatric evaluation?
Yeah.
There's something going on with you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice.
Well, it just started recently. I mean, it wasn't happening the entire time I was 16.
But listen.
It just happened, like, last year it started happening.
But it's happening, A. And, B, you're also very confused about your sexual orientation. You seem to have some idea.
Yeah. Little therapy. And, C, you're from Florida. That's trouble.
Do you ever hear things or see things, anything like that?
See or hear things.
Do drugs or alcohol?
Experimenting with drugs.
A lot?
Depends on a lot. I don't know.
I would say, you know, we're picking up something.
We're not getting anything out of her, but we both hear a very disturbed person.
Yeah.
Someone who's very troubled.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little therapy?
Just an evaluation. I like that idea.
Okay. All right. The executioners are going to be in here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, the executioners are here. Rob Swift, Rock Rada, and Eclipse, all here from the executioners.
Yeah.
These guys got themselves a CD out. It is gold. We're going to hear something off of that real soon.
Built from scratch.
That's what it's called, and I think we're going to hear a little song called It's Going Down off of that in just a couple of minutes. You guys are going out with Eminem?
Yeah, this summer.
Yeah, this summer.
Yeah, starting July 17th.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We are definitely looking forward to touring with Eminem. He's such a, you know, famous artist.
Oh, man. What did he do? Oh, he was he in here? No,
I think so.
I know he was
in here and he called.
He phoned in. That's right. And he came in here.
He was in here too.
Forgot about it. Yeah, he was in here a few years back. I can't figure him out, but he's definitely a talented guy.
Yes, he is. Sure. Definitely.
And so that'll be it'll probably be a good experience. Could be a pain in the ass. You never know. You never know how guys are.
Yeah, you're right.
You'll either love them or you hate them, I'm sure. Probably hate them. Going to be on Letterman the 15th.
Yeah.
There's another pain in the ass, that Letterman. And Rock Rada played with the SNL band. How long?
Yeah, that was around 2 years ago.
Were you scratching?
Yeah, I was scratching.
Is that what they call it?
Like, yep.
Yeah, I got it.
I was scratching with the band.
That seemed like one of the greatest gigs in the world. Was it fun?
I mean, I've been watching that show for a long time. It's like one of my favorite shows, so it was an honor to be on it.
And wouldn't you say they probably have one of the best bands on TV? I mean, I don't know how many shows have bands, but they seem like they have like 20 guys in there, and everyone seems like they're over 40, and they have strange facial hair, so that means they're good.
Yeah.
You got to wear a weird hat. You got to wear like a beret.
Dressed.
You have like a funky Van Dyke or something, and that's how people know you can play. All right, why don't we hear something from the executioners? Anderson, you queued up over there? Yeah. You in good shape? This is off Built from Scratch, and this is called It's Going Down. You do it like this.
My neck sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect the mesh of many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic sound. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress. Professional effects.
In a distorted collage, carefully lodged between beats of a rhythmic barrage. It's slowing down, the logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's slowing down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. Nobody in the world to see. When we knock down the racks and you're ready to freeze. Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. Nobody in the world to see. When we knock down the racks and you're ready to freeze. Put it on. Let it go right here.
Do it like this.
Once again it is, composed sentences, altogether venomous. The four elements, a natural force, projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend, the sword with the pen. The mightiest in weapons, swinging right for the chin. To elevate mental state, long gone with the wind. To defend men from shoddy imitation, pretend it's going down. Style assimilation, readily, trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly, seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down, subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment, this calling shots. An execution of collaborative plots, ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. To blur the edges so they blend together properly. Taking one and out of a lot of scene now. It's going down. Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. It's going down. Nobody in the world to see. When we knock down the racks and you're ready to freeze. It's going down. Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. It's going down. Nobody in the world to see when we knock down the wax and you wreck the cream.
X-Men, I'm about to blast off worldwide. X-Men, I'm about to blast off worldwide.
And then you do it like this.
I'm about to blast off worldwide.
Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. In the world to see when we knock down the wax and you wreck your free. Put it out for the world to see. LP and X-Men, you're the 10th degree. Nobody in the world to see when we knock down the wax and you wreck your free.
It's going down.
It's going down.
It's going down.
Executioners, everybody, they are in the studio as we speak, and we're going to take ourselves some phone calls. Let's talk to David, who's 16. David?
Hey, Al.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering what a Dirty Sanchez was. I've heard a couple of things, but I'm not really sure what's true.
Oh. I think there's a few definitions of the Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, really?
Drew?
Give him the real
Drew,
one.
Drew, you have an idea?
No.
There's something to do with finger in someone's butt and a sort of crap mustache drawn on them, and it's bad.
It's not
good. Listen, anything with a Mexican surname is bad.
Right, what
you understand
heard?
Sexually? I don't care if it's Mendoza, Sanchez, or Esperanza. It's bad. You understand?
I heard it was a scar left by anal sex.
A scar? No.
No.
But there is such a thing.
There
it's
is?
Just not called a Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, what is that called?
A scar left by anal sex.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a stenosis. Sphincter
really?
Stenosis. Yeah, you can get these.
What?
Stenotic.
You get scarring? And
scarring,
and
then it scars down.
And it shrinks up?
Yeah.
And then what?
Then it's a painful thing to have poos. And
your Duke looks like a number two pencil.
That's right.
Oh, that's bad.
Dangerous. Stricturing. They have anal stricturing.
Wow. Yeah. See, I'd like that area widened out, not tightened up.
Why is that?
I don't want to have to think about when I'm going to go number two. I just like to let it happen.
But you want to know when it's coming, though, don't you?
No. All just right. Put one of those adult diapers on. I'm busy.
All right.
I don't got time. I'm on the move.
That's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Give it 110%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should market an adult diaper, not for older people that have bladder control problems, but for younger people who are movers and shakers who don't have time to take a number two. You know how it is. You're in the middle of something. Jimmy goes upstairs at the man show for number two. It comes down like an hour and a half later. I mean, it ruins his whole day. If he's got to go number two, we got a real problem. You know what I mean? He's sitting there. He's reading. He's squeezing. He's sweating.
I'm sort of like Jimmy, actually.
You plant. Yeah. Right, but yeah, you're a busy guy. You don't got time for that.
Yeah, I know. Actually, that's why I'm always late to the bus.
Yeah, you put my new adult diaper on, marketed for the guy on the go, not the old fart, the man on the move who doesn't have time for number two. Yeah?
Jimmy would miss that, though.
That's true.
That's his only religious experience.
Matt?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Matt?
When I ejaculate, I, like, can't, or when I jack off, I can't ejaculate.
Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
Do you have any medical problems?
Uh-uh.
Are you normally developed?
Well, it is a little small.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't want to laugh.
No, the brothers think that's real funny.
Do you have normal...
They love it when little white guys...
Normal hair development, babies. Matt?
They have no sympathy for us.
No.
Matt, normal hair distribution?
I got hair and everything.
Yeah.
Now, and has this ever worked?
I've tried it, no.
How many H's and no?
Huh?
Well, they're high.
All right. you've attempted to masturbate many times.
Yeah.
And it has never worked out.
Yeah.
And have you ever had a wet dream?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've had a wet dream, but, like, I'm still a virgin.
But the plumbing is hooked up, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Do you wake up with erections in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a little behind the learning curve,
Maybe. Anything else we should know about your past, your history?
Well, I think my mom told me that I almost died during my circumcision. I almost bled to death.
Do you have a lot of scarring or anything on the penis?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Your mom? Hold on a second. We got to talk. Does he sound like maybe, like, fell off his trike when he was a kid and hit his head or something? Do you guys get that vibe?
I definitely do. That's why I was going down that path.
Like a little?
But he's not giving that. Not giving that up.
Yeah, well, let's talk to him about that. Matt?
Yeah?
How you doing? What kind of student are you?
Well, I quit school and I'm getting my GED.
All right. Check. It's all making sense. And why'd you quit school?
Because, like, I just got out of placements, and...
Why are we in placement?
Because my dad didn't want me.
And what'd he do?
Like, I stole a car, Grand Theft Auto, and then, like, he told the cops to keep me.
Did he beat you up or anything?
He used to.
All right.
He did. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's stuff... You ever hit your head?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you probably wouldn't remember.
Actually, my mom told me that when we were kids, he used to flick us. Right on the forehead.
Give you just flick you with the finger in the forehead?
Yeah.
Like when you were a baby?
Yeah. My life growing up until I was like 8 years old.
Does that scramble you?
No.
All right, so, Matt?
Yeah?
So you got other problems beside the penis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the plan? You going to get your GED and join the Army or something?
No, I'm going to go to college.
Yeah, cool. But you're going to go to junior college, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be there for about 14 years. And then you're going to come out and join the Army.
No.
Why don't you just join the Army now?
Because my dad's side of the family always pushed me, and that's the reason why.
To do what?
Push me to go in the Army and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, how about being a fireman or a cop or something?
That'd be cool, but...
Yeah, do that. Well, listen, here's what I want to say, Matt. Matt, I've been where you've been. Drew, you saw my income
record.
My income record.
Yes, shocking.
I brought my Social Security thing that came in the mail a couple days ago, said how much I made for every year since I started working, started putting money into Social Security in 1980. I had...
From 80 to 93.
Or 94. I had 30 years in there. And it wasn't like 80, 81, and 82. It was like 84, 89, and 92. We had 0 years. Right. And the other ones I had like $3,200. This is the entire year, everybody. Mm. I mean, what do you think the average was? $2,800 a year?
$3,600, I think, was the average.
For 15 years.
For 15 years.
All right, you don't want to do that, Matt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to go to junior college. You're going to be a worse student than you were in high school.
Yeah.
And you're going to waste everyone's time.
Hey, Matt, did you ever have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like a few or like just one or two? Or
like, I've had about five.
Five girlfriends. And like, were you ever like sexually, like, you know, involved with them? Or was it just like totally just, you know, tap kisses and stuff?
It was just like make out type stuff.
Just make out.
Yeah, he's still a virgin.
Huh.
Hey, Matt, your plumbing works, so you'll be fine in that department. You're just a little behind the learning curve. But you go to, like, computer school or be a cop or be a fireman or something. Just get into a career. One of those things where it takes a year and a half to learn and then you start making money. You get trade. Listen, who are you guys kidding, you horrible high school students? Why go waste your time and my tax dollars in junior college? Be a plumber, be an electrician, be a computer tech, drive an ambulance, you know, be a paramedic. I mean, there's a whole bunch of jobs out there that take about a year to learn. You go to one of these trade schools, and then you get out, you get in the plumber's union, you get in the electrician's union, you get in the pipe fitter's union. Next thing you know, you're making $28.50 an hour, and you got full benefits and golden time and stuff. Just go do it. Not everyone's going to college. That's fine. Just understand it, accept it, and move on.
There you go.
Yeah. Matt's not college material. That's fine. Neither was I. Just go get a job.
We're taking a break.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. The Executioners are our guests tonight. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Executioners are here. Built from Scratch is the name of the CD.
Yeah.
These guys are going to Europe, and then they're doing a bunch of radio stuff. Then they're going to Europe. Then they're going out with Eminem. Is that right?
You got it.
On Letterman again on the 15th. So look for him on that. Let's talk to Jay. Jay?
What's the deal?
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to kind of ask the Executioners, like where they was from, first of all, because I'm from Manhattan, and I can really feel their East Coast influence, especially in their lyrics, and I'm really digging on that.
Where are you from in Manhattan?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from in Manhattan?
41st.
And what?
Sorry?
And what avenue?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What avenue?
41st apart.
Okay, I'm from 112th Street and 5th Avenue.
Yeah?
Yep.
Isn't 41st and Park like right in the middle of?
Right, midtown.
Yeah,
no. That's the higher rent.
How can you be from there? You can't be from there.
Yeah, high rent. High rent.
I got some money.
My mother, she's a real estate agent.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay, bingo.
And also, I want to ask about that. You and Eminem, is that the Anger Management Tour?
Yep.
Yeah, coming up.
And will you guys hit New York City at all?
Yeah,
actually, sorry to cut you off. We hit New York the second week of the tour.
Oh, most definitely. That's outstanding. Hey, I caught that the video for that one with y'all in Linkin Park.
Word.
All right.
It's off the charts. I love it.
Thanks,
you're looking out, man.
Big shout to Linkin Park.
Most definitely.
Word.
All right, so they'll see you a couple weeks into the tour. Actually, you'll see them. They're not going to know who you are.
All right. Cool.
You're going to just be another face in the crowd.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
All right, Jeff. All right.
All right. 115th and 5th. Isn't that where that famous Rails restaurant is? You remember that?
Wells? Oh, yeah.
Rails.
Mm.
You know, the Mafia hangout. Remember that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. New York's got so much going on.
Yeah.
LA's such
a
dump.
Yeah.
LA's got nothing. We don't have a Little Italy over here. Well, how can you have a town with no Little Italy? Where do the mob guys hang out? Where the deals go down? Where do you get the Zeppelis? Well, what goes on? How do you not have a Little Italy?
You guys got other stuff, though.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of tranquility, yeah.
Well, we got the we got the beach and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's
good. But New York is great because you just walk everywhere and there's food everywhere and everything's open all the time. And it's, I mean, I don't know if I could live right in the middle of it, but I certainly could take a walk through it every once in a while. All right, let's talk to Joel, who's 20. Joel?
How's it going?
What's up?
Well, I got a tattoo above my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big one.
Yeah.
It goes across from pubic bone to pubic bone. It's got a yin-yang in the middle with kanji for sex and love.
Hold on a second. See, pubic bone to pubic
bone.
You
mean pelvic bone to pelvic bone?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Like hip to hip,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
All right. And it's below your belly button, though, right?
Yes, it is.
And what do you got there?
It's a tribal sign.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down at an angle, and then the yin-yang's in the middle, and it comes back up on the other side.
Right. Ladies,
about 10 inches.
Right. They're going to enjoy that when they're raping you in prison.
And what's the question?
Well, ever since I got it, I've had good control of my sexual urges. Like, I could come on command with a girl, and now I have a hard time orgasming, and I have to fake it.
Wow.
Well, I have to go for really, really, really long times, and usually the girl's so worn out.
Wow.
The streams stop, and I have to fake it so she feels satisfied. I guess she's good job. I don't know.
How do you fake that orgasm as a male?
I just start pumping really fast, get my breathing going, and then say, okay, I'm, you know, and slam down on him real hard like I'm beat.
Still, doesn't...
Sir Walter Raleigh, here he is.
Yeah, but don't you have... You're wearing a condom then?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
So unless they want me to shoot it on their chest, there's no real big problems there.
Right. Well, that's my thing. I would need you to do that. So
this wouldn't work out for us. If that could have interfered with it, because I just got it like a week ago.
Yes, I think a week certainly could. It's all kinds of, you know, things we don't know about in terms of some of these superficial injuries to nerves and whatnot. I mean, think about acupuncture and how strange that is. We really don't know what makes that work, really.
Well, it's true. Right. I mean, it's a good point. Whereas they say, you know, if in acupuncture, you want to quit smoking, we'll just shove this one in your kneecap, and you want to get rid of your arthritis in your knee, we'll put one in the back of your neck. So how about a needle that goes 1,000 times a second going in your skin and all over your body? Well, why wouldn't that have some effect?
Right.
Well,
especially, those nerves down by the penis can be affected by a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Maybe it's like a tribal curse, too.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Is there any way to undo that? Like, if there was damage done, is there any way?
I doubt this would be permanent or serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wonder what the tribes guys are thinking of this. I mean, they see some dude with blonde hair from Newport Beach, and he's got some tribal marking on him or something that's like from their tribe. Then they got to freak him out a little
bit.
Make
him offended, you would think.
If someone's going to get killed when they're traveling.
Yeah.
Some poser is going to get his ass kicked when he's out on safari somewhere. It's bound to happen. Yeah, there's going to be something that says, you know, come blow me in Swahili or something. Or some American Indian tribe is going to kick. Someone's going to get their ass kicked. So it's going to be in Asia, maybe Africa somewhere. Someone's going to get it. I mean, they can't be happy about this. I mean, you know why? Because they're not getting a taste. You know what I mean? They should have. I should get hold of those tribes and tell them to start copywriting their craft.
That's crazy talk.
I mean, that way you're in for a taste. Every poser that gets one of these things, you're in for a taste. Yeah, they should do that. Yeah, like copyright. Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 18.
19.
All right,
what's up?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Go.
I just wanted to know if it was normal for a guy to want me to finger his asshole.
Whoa.
I know these are uncomfortable topics, but go right ahead and tell us exactly what the question is.
Yeah.
It's dainty and quiet.
I don't know.
Demure.
How old is this guy?
He's 21.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to do this during lovemaking or before?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, we've been dating for a while, and I don't know. He's like been saying something about it, and I don't know. I mean... I don't know. I just was wondering if that was like a normal thing that guys wanted.
That's not the usual thing. No.
Yeah,
not really.
Take a poll in this room. In the room. A show of hands, people that would like that. Oh, 0 out of 5.
There you go. Well,
Adam.
No, listen. I'm
at ease.
I'm not into that. I'm not into that myself. But there are guys who may be.
Right. Uh-huh. That's it. But
that's what he said.
She said, "Is it common?" And no, it's not common.
Not real common. No.
Does it like indicate anything weird?
No.
No.
How long have you been with this guy?
Oh, a long time.
And have you done this yet?
No, I haven't.
And how have you brought this up?
Oh, I don't know, just...
Breakfast table?
Penny for your thoughts kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you noticed anything different with the way he's been acting recently?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, we've been dating for a long time, so it's like he kind of said something about it, like, a couple times, you know, like, within, like, the last year, I guess.
Maybe he won't even like it. Maybe he just wants to try it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he just may want to check it off his list.
Yeah,
should we talk to him?
Huh?
Should we talk to him?
Can we talk to him?
Yeah.
I don't think he's home right now.
Where? Where is he?
I don't know.
Chicks you know why you chicks don't do well in business? You can't lie. Women can't lie. You know what I'm saying? Huh? What? I mean, all you got to do is go, yeah, he's at work.
Yeah.
Or he goes to bed early. That's all. His dad will get pissed for you. That's it. But it's like, women are horrible liars. And then that crazy cackle at the end doesn't help at all either. Yeah. Yeah, you chicks got to learn to lie. But why bother? Women don't need to learn how to lie. You know why? Because when they cheat, they want you to know that they're cheating because they're pissed.
Exactly.
So why even bother?
Well,
we cheat. We do it to cheat. We're purists. We want to get away with it.
Right.
That's why we learn to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that's why they get 70 cents for each dollar we make in the workplace?
Can't lie.
They can't because they can't lie?
Good times.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. The executioners are here. We'll be back. It's Loveline.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Executioners are our guests tonight. Built from Scratch is the name of the CD. Rob Rock and Eclipse are all in here from the band. And a little correction on the Letterman appearance. They're going to be May 16th. May 16th on Letterman. And then... out in Europe, and then out with Eminem. So look for them coming with Eminem to a town near you. All right. When we left off, we were talking to a woman whose boyfriend wanted her to insert her finger in his rectum. We didn't see the
appeal.
Sense in that, the appeal. Although, certainly, if... you know, but part of the appeal is getting chicks to do stuff they don't want to do.
Well, we have a caller who really is into it, so we're going to hear... Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh, okay, Drew. That's good radio, buddy. Drew, don't worry about the agenda, Drew. You're so uptight, man. You need to chill out. You need to smoke some weed, buddy.
That was his first good segue in like a long time. Be nice.
I know. David, you're 22.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just thinking about it, like, because I like the same thing, and I'm not gay or anything, but I did a little research on it, and there's just, like, a lot of nerve endings and everything in the butt, and it just feels good. You know?
Yeah, but you got a lot of nerve endings in your mouth, too. You don't want to put her finger in your mouth, do you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, but then that's why do kids suck on their thumbs, though?
Because they're gay?
Because they're orally fixated.
I don't know. Okay.
How do we go from thumbs?
Why do kids suck on their thumbs?
Anal.
Well, they suck on their thumbs for a different reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yo, when you go to the bathroom, right, and you take a dump, it's not like it's an erotic feeling to you, right?
No. But so. I guess, I don't know.
All right,
it's stuff that I learned. And
all right, well, does it
feel good, and I'm not gay.
Feels good to you? It feels good.
Yeah.
All right, and do you like the part of it where it's a little bit dangerous, a little dirty?
A little different, you know? Yeah. Maybe a little dirty or something.
Yeah, you're pushing the envelope a little bit.
Yeah.
Sexually. Yeah, that guys are into that, too. You know, they like the idea that they're doing a little more than a lot of guys are doing. And a lot of the stuff is, too, is they're getting a chick to do something maybe she hasn't done before.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I guess whatever floats your boat, you know, to each his own.
Right.
That's your thing, then, hey.
Right. All right, David.
Cool.
All right.
All right, peace out, man.
All right, we'll see you in hell. He had to call. David had to call in to make sure we knew he wasn't gay.
Right. Yeah. That's what that call was.
No, I know people do a lot of kidding around with that, but I don't really think there's any equation between being gay and wanting a chick to put her finger up your ass. Usually just means you're a little nastier than the average guy. It doesn't even could even make an argument for being straighter in the sense that you're in a little deeper. It's like going down on a chick when she's on her period. You know, that just means. I know the brother's not. It's true. It's a cultural thing, and I'm with you on that.
I'm with you on that one.
These guys are about to leave.
No, I'm sorry, guys. I was saying it just means you're a little more hardcore.
You're a
better man than I am.
Yeah, that's real hardcore. That's true.
All right, we won't talk about it anymore. Aaron?
Hello.
You're 18. What's up?
Didn't you have a friend of yours who played football with say give you some saying about?
I did. I had a big black man from my Valley College football team tell me he didn't eat anything that got up and walked away. And that stuck with me. And that's when I knew where the brother stood on this. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm with you too. I'm down with that too. But sometimes you got to make a trade off, you know.
See that.
Aaron?
Hi.
You're 18.
Yeah, I listen to your guys' show all the time. I love you guys.
Thanks.
If I hold in my pee for a while, I can have what feels like an orgasm, and only right after I have to go pee, like right after.
Sure, well, you've been holding your bladder in for months.
Well, yeah, but it's not like too long.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
So, but you don't have an orgasm, or you have the sensation of an orgasm?
Yeah, it's the sensation of one.
Well, do you think it is one? Maybe it is one.
Like a little one.
Yeah, I think it is like a little one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Very talented.
It's great.
Isn't that bad for...
Not necessarily. It's not a great idea to withhold your urine for long, long periods of time, but just do it enough that you have a full bladder, and obviously that's irritating causing the blood to engorge in that area, and that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Aaron.
Also, the stretch on the bladder. There's actually a spinal reflex from the stretch on the bladder that can cause like erection and probably some clitoral engorgement also.
No guy would have this, though, right?
No.
Hey, Aaron.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
This summer, how about we drive to the Grand Canyon, me and you? We'll never pull over.
No stops.
Nice.
Just I'll get like a six pack of wine coolers for you. We'll drive all through the night. What do you say?
That sounds very interesting.
All right, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have orgasms when you like do sit-ups and that sort of thing too?
No.
No, but what about when you're with your man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in good shape.
Okay.
All right, that's enough. What about holding the urine? Is that bad for you? What about for guys?
Again, if you hold it so much that it really increases the pressure up towards the kidneys.
Yeah.
You know, the urine is going to swell up and engorge, and the kidneys can become backed up, literally.
Wow.
That's bad news.
But is there any strengthening or stretching or any of that going on?
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be good for you to practice doing that.
No.
Okay.
Just irritates your prostate, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary stuff.
But it doesn't really hurt you either.
No.
Okay. Rhett?
Well, you can get, if you get older, you get to the point where you can obstruct. I mean, the irritation there just clamps down. You can't get it to release.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true now. If I hold it for a long time, I have to talk to my penis.
Right.
Because I've been holding it for so long that now I stand in front of the urinal. I'm like, okay, it's okay. And my penis is like, I don't know. It's frustrating. I'm like, I know. It's been a long time, but go ahead. I know I've been begging you not to release urine for the last 4 hours, but go ahead. And my penis is like, I don't know. And then I'm like,
that's happened
it's okay.
to me.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Gotta run some
my
water.
Sweet.
Right. It's okay, my precious. Rhett?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 32?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I'm just hoping I can get some compromise with my ex over the visitation that she's denied me of my child that's severely healthily disabled. She has agenesis corpus callosum, or is it callosum?
Agenesis of the corpus callosum?
Right.
What is that?
This is the thing that connects the hemispheres of your brain.
And so what does that mean?
Does she have seizures?
Yeah, she has seizures, and since she was one, she's had them about every 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. She's in and out of the hospital constantly. When she was a year and a half old, we got divorced, and her mom went 1,800 miles away to Memphis, Tennessee. So I get the phone call every, so many months when she's normal, I hear nothing. When she goes to the hospital, she calls me and tells me she's near death or having massive seizures.
Right.
And now the last seizure she had has caused a 50% paralysis on her.
Mm.
So I'm worried that she could, very well die before I get my visitation that her mother has refused to send her back to me.
Right, because she's in Memphis and you're in Utah.
Right.
Well, do you have an attorney?
No, I actually went and filed through the state of Utah, pro se. I went to a legal clinic and I filed all the proper paperwork and then went to Memphis. I flew there with the Utah State pickup order to remove my child from the state of Tennessee. Well, the Tennessee court there moved jurisdiction, and so now I have to start all over again in the court.
Why are you interested in removing her? She's a sick child, in a stable environment. Why don't you go visit?
Well, it's expensive to go, you know, all the way over there. For me, I have two other kids from another marriage. I'm working, trying to pay my child support and whatnot.
Child support for this kid or the other two?
The other two and this kid.
Oh, all right. But hold on a second. I feel bad for Rhett's predicament and situation. On the other hand, he doesn't sound like a dynamite individual by any stretch of the imagination. But I still feel real bad for his situation. And I'm wondering why his ex-wife is not such a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think they could work that out a little bit.
If were in the best interest of the child, you would think they could.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Right.
Hey, Rhett?
Uh-huh.
Why does your ex, why is she pulling this attitude with you?
Well, in the past, you know, like you, I've done things that doesn't necessarily mean I'm a ruined guy.
Like what? You've done some bad things, right?
Like what have you done?
Well, I just partied, and I, you know, approaching the divorce, I was willing to argue with her about things, this and that, and so we had our fights.
Did you strike her?
No, huh? Never was I physical with her. But it was verbal only, and it was a mutual thing, and we also agreed for the divorce. The thing was is that the divorce plainly stated the visitation time.
Is she scared of you? She's angry at you?
No, she said
not angry, not scared.
No, her reasons when I went to court there, her reasons to the court was
forget the reasons of the court. Right. Is she angry or scared about you?
No.
What she does she would she let you come? Would she let you come visit this child?
Yeah, sure.
Are you interested in making decisions that are in the best interest of the child?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I didn't enforce my pickup order.
All right. The child needs to be with her mom.
Go over there and visit her.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else you can do at this point.
You can't ferry that child back and forth between states. That's not right for the child.
Yep.
That is not right.
I just want her in the summertime. See, my other two kids live in Phoenix, Arizona. They come in the summertime for 2.5 months and go back, and I don't get them any other time between then.
Yeah, but they're
that's
healthy.
This sick child needs to be with her mom.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, the thing was, too, is that the mother took her from all her medical attention that she was already getting. She was born here.
She's getting a lot of Memphis, though, it sounds like.
And she was getting all the medical attention.
All right, but listen, I'm not Judge Judy, and Drew's not Judge Hackett.
Well, I just wanted to know how
is that a black chick? And I'm
a more,
who am I? Are those both chicks? Alright. I'm not Judge Wapner, and he's not Judge Mills Lane.
Stop worrying about you and your kids and worry about what's in the best interest of this child, period.
Rhett sounded like. You know what Rhett sounded? I'll tell you what Rhett sounded like. Rhett sounded like every single guy I work construction with that sort of major F up. Who was then wanted to know why there was consequences to being a major F-up in life. It's like, my old lady's over here, and like she's all pissed off and don't want me to see the kid. But it's like, hey, I told her straight out. It's like, ever stop and think why no one wants to live with you? Everyone's in a different state. There's court papers about everything. Yeah, sure, I tilted a beer or two. We got in our arguments like every couple.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Not like every couple.
Really? You got three kids and none of them are around.
Yeah.
It's all someone else's fault. Now, I know a guy like Rhett has got himself caught up with some troublemaking women, too. But it's everybody, please, take a look around, see where you are, and wonder how you got there. Why is this way? It's not the man, it's not the court, it's not the old lady, it's not the kid.
It's you.
It's you. and yes, they had roles in it, but you were the main player. Yeah. You were the star.
Well, you're the only consistent variable, too. Non-variable in the whole thing.
That's right. And this sounds like, I'm sure he loves his kid, and I'm sure he worries about his kid. But it also sounds like he feels like he's getting the shiv, and he wants a little payback, and he wants what's right, and so on and so forth. You have a very sick kid.
Yep.
You're a dad.
I know you got cramp between you and the old lady. That's between you and the old lady. You fly out, you visit that kid, you show the kid you love him, and then you fly back. Whatever works best for the kid.
Period.
That's how it works.
That's important.
All right. Let's talk to Rebecca, who's 18.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, my question is that I decided recently that I wanted to wait till marriage to have sex, but I've done a lot of other stuff, not that many times, but I've pretty much done everything else, except for that I've never had a guy eat me out before, and I was just wondering if that's the kind of thing that I should wait till marriage, or if that's the kind of thing I should wait till I'm in a relationship, or, you know?
No, just get some hobo to do it tomorrow. Just, outside.
When you're ready. Part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's the kind of thing where, I don't know always if I'm ready, but it just seems to happen in the moment, you know?
The oral sex?
Yeah, just whatever else I'm doing, you know?
What are you doing? I'm confused. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't had sex, but I've given a guy, a hand job and a blow job, and I've been, fingered and, you know, all that stuff, but I just haven't, I don't know, I feel kind of weird about the eating out thing just because I feel like that's, such a personal thing, if that's almost
all right, so
sex,
hold back on
know?
That. Yeah, it is, absolutely. And how about the other plane? Isn't there, she missed one plane there?
She did the she did the hand.
The okay
she
sign.
Got the finger.
Okay,
she did the vaginal blow. What else? That's it. Oh, anal? Oh,
no, I didn't say that. I said felt up.
Yeah. I thought you said felched up.
No.
Felt up.
No,
yeah, that's
just,
fine.
Because I don't know, it just seems like something that could happen in the moment, kind of, but, I mean, is that more personal, do you think, than...
Well, when we were your age, that's something that came way later, way down the road.
Yeah, it's not something I even really wanted. It's just kind of...
Well, then don't do it. Well, what do you mean?
Who are you dating? You're going out on dates?
Well, kind of. It's just, I don't know, I live in a dorm right now.
You're just hooking up with people. And
yeah,
before you hook up, why don't you go on a couple dates and see if it's somebody you just feel comfortable with?
I know. I said.
Yeah. Okay. Ask a guy out. Just because they don't ask you out doesn't mean you can't ask somebody else out.
Yeah, that's true.
But listen, if you ever want a guy to stop moving forward, you just you give him the hand, or you give him a BJ to take all the wind out of his sails.
He'll be done.
Yeah.
Because guys be like, baby, I got big plans for you. I got big. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Big plans. We have to wait for the weekend. I gotta roll.
Exactly.
It's really that emergency brake on the train. It's like the ejector seat on a fighter plane. It'll get a guy out of there. It stops the action.
Yeah, I guess that would work.
Yeah, that'll work. And listen, Rebecca, you're not ready for it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't question yourself.
Yep. Okay.
Wait till you're ready.
All right.
It is a little more intimate than some of the other things, and that's fine.
And the fact that you've held back goes to show how strong-willed you are. Most girls would have probably gave in. So you're doing good.
I forgot to set a limit somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, baby.
All right, thank you.
Good times.
Okay.
All right. I always find it interesting when women talk in terms of what they've let guys do to them. A guy would never go, well, I've let a girl give me a
blowjob. Yeah,
or I let this other girl give me a blowjob, but I was drunk and I regret it. And I let... No, guys are like, I got this chick. I got her to believe my penis was 50-50. It was a pop. I told her it was a pop, so I got her to do it. And then I fooled this other chick into...
Yeah.
That guys talk in terms of what they fooled chicks in or coerced or got chicks to do, and chicks are what they let. Must be nice sexually to be out there and go, I'm going to let this one do that, but I'm not going to let you do this. Mm. And then now you can get in line.
They're actually in control.
Yeah. It's weird. They're a commodity.
Yeah.
They're like some club that everyone wants to get into.
Gatekeeper. Yeah.
They're the doorman to their own club.
Yeah.
Yeah. You with the members only jacket. No, sorry.
Yeah.
You're not gonna cut it. Get out of here.
And the guys, so it's almost like the girls are picking the guys, and
they are. And as guys, we're standing out front of the club, and we're like, over here in the members only jacket. How about me?
That's true.
All right, we're going to take a little break. The Executioners are here. We're going to hear something else off their CD when we come back and take more of your calls after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. The Executioners are our guests.
Yeah.
Still Built here. From Scratch is the name of the CD. We are going to hear something off of that CD after we take one call. Right?
All right.
All right. Robin?
Yep.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
One of my boobs got much bigger, like, with about 3 months ago, and I've been through doctors and stuff, and I wanted to know if it could be because of when I changed my birth control pills.
Sure. Birth control pills can make breasts enlarge, and sometimes that's asymmetrical. One gets it more than the other.
What's
cup size?
Yeah, it can happen.
Wow.
It may just be you. It may have just been that time when that was going to develop in you, but the pills can do this, so it's possible.
What size did it get to?
They're D's normally, so
yeah.
Double D.
Yeah.
Both or
both
one?
Both or one, yeah.
Just one.
Which one?
So you got a D and a double D?
Yeah.
See, that's the side of you I walk on when we walk. I walk on the double D side.
Okay, you can walk on the double D side, Adam.
Yeah, and when we're driving, that's a side. That's how we decide who drives.
Okay.
You see, if it's on the right side, you're driving, and I'm in the passenger seat. If it's on the left side, I drive. What side is it?
It's the left. You'll be driving.
I'll be driving?
Uh-huh.
All right, what time should I be by? Geez, you're out in Sherman Oaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could swing by.
Okay, I'll see you around 2 when you get off.
Yeah, have the left boob answer the door.
Okay.
All right, just push it through the mail slot.
Sure.
All right. Now, listen, it happens all the time.
And there's nothing to do about it?
Not really. If it really becomes a cosmetic issue, I guess they can reduce one side or bring up the other.
Bring the other one up.
Wow.
How's the rest of you doing?
just fine.
How are you, big gal?
No, not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
All right. One ass cheek bigger than the other?
No, they're symmetrical.
No, that never seems to happen, Drew.
No, that's a muscle.
Oh, okay. I see. What stuff gets bigger? Ears stay about the same, don't they?
Yeah.
Eyes about the same. Boobs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it got to be? I mean, muscle's not really going to do it, right?
There's really no other glandular flat fat tissue out there than that.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. Just thinking out loud. We've got a 2-hour show. We're allowed to do that. All right, let's hear something from the Executioners. Anderson, you queued up there? Yes, you is. All right, this one is called Genius of Love.
Ah! Oh! Hey! This is Diabolical, Vince Markey, and we ain't gonna do it like this. My name is the B, Ozzy Evers, A. Iggy, Iggy, all is K, and I break your day. Super educated, inhuman orchestra. I'm here with the executioner.
I'm in heaven.
Who you with, baby?
With my boyfriend, my laughing boyfriend. There's no beginning and there is no end. Time isn't present in that dimension.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Check it out, y'all. Keep on. Check
How did you know it was me? I'm the original P-I-Z. M to A-R-K with the E. Rob Swift is down with me. Bobby Rockrader is down with me. My man Eclipse is down with me. Sinister is down with me. So come on, everybody, and party!
What do you consider fun?
Like some safe sex.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail?
I'm gonna have some sex.
What do you consider fun?
A lot of good sex.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Check it out, y'all. Keep on. Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Check it out, y'all. Keep on. Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Check it out, y'all.
Check it out, y'all. It goes stop, keep on. The way we get this old school sound is going, and everybody say, I'm the original man.
That is the Executioners. You know, Anderson, I know you're not playing any more drops because someone yelled at him, but I miss the applause. I really do.
At least that.
I'd like to lobby for putting that back at the end of the... It always made the bands feel good. Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
All right, let's take a question for the Executioner. Steven?
Hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Just want to say, Adam, you are God. My girlfriend and I, you know, talk about you all the time. And
thank you.
Drew, infinite knowledge. But Executioners, you guys... pretty new to me. I like it a lot. I hadn't heard that song before, but that was really good.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My question is about the first song that they played, Going Down. The guitar part was by Wayne Static, and I'm a big Static X fan, so I was kind of like wondering what it was like to work with him.
Well, actually, Wayne Static didn't actually play on the song. He appeared in the video. Mike Shinoda played the guitar on the song. And the reason we used Wayne Static was just to try to give a visual diversity in the video. You know, he has such a unique look.
Yeah, I liked how they had you guys, him, and then Linkin Park as three separate styles coming together.
Right. And that's what the music's about, man. Fusing different styles and different cultures and different skin tones together.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's all the same when you break it down.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
And I'm glad you like the song, man. And you should go out and buy the album when you get the chance.
I plan on it.
Word up. Yeah. From scratch.
Do that, Steven.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Let's, we've had Linkin Park and... Linkin Park was in here not too long ago, right?
Three months ago?
Static X has been in here.
7 months ago. Oh, my God.
Linkin Park, seven months? What about Static X? How long
ago?
6 months? 3 days? When were they in here last?
Not the same as Linkin Park, it seems to me. Two years? No way.
Two years? No way. When were the Executioners in here, Drew?
Who? One day.
Yeah, we get a little bit lost in this show. Really? You tell me Static X was in here two years ago?
No way.
That's my guess, but it's...
Okay. And confirm that. Figure that out. Chris?
Yeah?
You're 29. What's up?
Well, it's a strange problem. It's shrinkage of the foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
Shrinkage.
And
wait.
It's got, like, tight.
Yeah, it's got narrowing. It's not shrinking.
Yeah, narrowing.
Well, yeah. Shrinking scissors is pulling back. It's shortening. It's not.
Well,
it's
narrowing. The opening shrunk.
The opening shrunk. Got
well, in any case, it's a problem, and the doctor had given me
It's a reason why it's an absolute indication. Well, not absolute, but it's a good indication for circumcision, and it's one of the things you get to avoid if you had a circumcision when you were younger.
Yeah.
In addition, some New England Journal put an article out about a month ago that suggested we could reduce the incidence of human papillomavirus, the wart virus, by 20 to 40% worldwide if more men were circumcised, if everyone was circumcised.
That's worldwide.
You've given me like a steroid-based cream.
Yeah, it's to try to loosen it up so you kind of get the head out there. But
it didn't really work.
Yeah, well, as you try to bring it out, it kind of tears and rips, and then it gets more narrow.
Wow,
you know?
Wow, wow.
Yeah, and intercourse is sort of like non-existent now.
Well, time to get that circumcised.
Bad times.
Obviously, it's been this way for 29 years. And you probably address this.
Yeah.
Not the shrinkage, but not being circumcised.
You know, I was just thinking, hold on. I was picturing the head of your penis trying to get out from your oppressive foreskin. And I was thinking to myself, once in a while I get drunk and when I put my T-shirt on, I try to put my head through the sleeve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it must be like. Yeah. I bite it, you know.
Ow.
Try to squeeze that head
pain.
Out there.
Ow.
With a lot less pain.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, as far as, like, men being circumcised in later years, there's no, like, changes to their sexual ability or anything like that?
Well, just so you can start having sex again. You can't now.
You get a little. Drew hates foreskins. Drew, what happened to you? Did a foreskin do something to you when you were a child?
Remember how you tried putting your head through the T-shirt?
Yeah.
I tried doing that through a foreskin once.
Really? Yeah. Tried to put your head through a foreskin?
Traumatic.
Really? Did some guy, some like European guy, like some guy from France try to rape you or something when you were five? You got freaked out by the pre-pews and that was it? What happened, Drew? Somebody traumatized you.
I have no explicit memory, but the physiologic imprint is left behind.
Yeah, okay. Hey, hey Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, people do this a lot. I mean, this happens a lot. You'll be fine.
You need to get this done.
So. You get it done. Yeah. It's relatively minor. It's not as minor as it would have been if you were 2 months old, but it's relatively minor. And you'll be fine.
Okay.
Good luck, man. Yeah. Good luck.
And here's the good news. You can take that graduation tassel that you were hanging from your car rearview mirror and hang something real. You know what I'm saying? You got your foreskin. And a lot of guys don't have that. Most guys don't have their foreskin, but Chris will have his foreskin.
He's been growing it all these years. It'll make quite an ornament.
Yeah, I don't know what you could do with it. I guess you could press it between some glass and put it up in the office. Mm-hmm. You could put it in embalming fluid and put it on the desk, or do what I did, have it put in Lucite as a paperweight the desk.
No.
Nah. People do that with like kidney stones or gallstones, don't they?
They use them as like paperweights.
Well,
they embalm them. They
take gall. Yeah. Is it gallstones that they do? Yeah. Not kidney stones.
They could if they want to do it.
But gallstones, traditionally, or something is done with them, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people are wacky.
I mean, what if you blew like a world class booger? Would you go ahead and lacquer that up, like mount it like a bass in your office? I don't understand. What is the gallstone made out of, by the way?
Cholesterol, a lot of them.
Why do people save that? Yeah. All right. One of my friend's moms had her gallstone in a piece of Lucite when I was a kid. It was pretty. It's a nice conversation piece, I guess. John?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey, what's happening, John?
Nothing much. Hey, I just want to say, executioners, you guys are just off the hook, totally.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah. We appreciate that, man.
I dig your guys' style.
Thank you, man.
This question is for Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I'm 16. My penis is not small whatsoever. I'm pretty much average, I guess I would say. And I just want to know, what is there a certain age when you stop growing?
21.
About around 21?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The penis.
Because, like, right now,
is that,
I'm, like,
is that what
seven.
You mean? Yes. Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, estimate, like, what I'll be, like,
it's difficult to do that.
Yeah.
I'd say about seven.
How old were you?
Well, no. You're 16?
How old were you when you had your growth spurt?
I'm 6'2", so...
Wow. When did that happen? How old were you?
Probably 12, 13, maybe.
It's pretty early. So you're probably most of the way
you're
there.
You're about done.
Yeah.
You might get another 16th out of that penis of yours.
All right,
you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, you got seven. That's fine. And I look at all you guys over six is you have some of my penis. That's the way I look at
it. You're coming for it.
Yeah. I'm going to be needing that back soon.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. And maybe that's not the right way to do it, but that's the way. Like, you know, poor people hate rich people because they're like, hey, you've got my money? Mm-hmm. You're like... Poor people look at it this way. It's like there's a big pile of money that was put in the center of the country, and the rich people went and grabbed it all, and now they don't have any for them. That's the way I look at it with the penis. I'm mad. I want some of that penis back, and I'll be coming. And you know what? You'll be asleep. You'll forget all about this conversation. Don't sleep on your back, John. I'll come in like a thief in the night. I swoop in like a hawk and take... I don't want to take the whole thing. I just want my inch back. But my
inch.
I want my inch back.
Oh.
He's at seven. You understand?
Got it.
I want my inch back. But the problem is my inch is in the middle.
Mm.
So that's going to be tough. That's all I'm saying. My inch is the one between... is four. It's between three and four. That's my inch.
Hey, yo.
All right. Should we take a little break?
Sure.
All right. We'll do that. We'll be right back. Hey. everybody. It's the Love Line. Drew, shut up.
I just, Static X was in here 8 months ago. I wasn't that far off.
Oh, yeah. Static X. 8 months ago. I knew it. All right. The Executioners are our guests tonight.
Yeah.
We are going to take a few more calls.
Right. This is Static X.
That's right. Drew, you're much hipper than your frames would reveal. Jeannie?
Yeah?
You're 25?
Right.
What's up?
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. You guys are just awesome.
Thanks. Good to talk to you. What's up?
I respect your opinion. Well, I was actually, I had two questions. Actually, one of them is the big one. I was thinking about having a threesome with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We've been married 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Since you were 16?
Right.
And how old is he?
He's 28 right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Things getting a little boring?
No, it's not that. It's just we just came to a different level with our... I'm kind of nervous. I'm sorry.
All right.
And, if you met me, you would never think I was so dirty. You know?
I don't think it's dirty. I think it's sabotaging. I think that you're sort of looking for a little drama in your relationship.
All right. I'm secure now.
No. Don't kid yourself.
Really?
No, that's
I'm
not what this is.
I'm working on it. That's what I'm looking for, to, like, take me to that level all the way.
So what level of that you're looking for?
Security, because there was actually a point where, well, when me and my husband first got together, I was kind of chubby and, you know, I've changed.
You've changed?
Yeah.
You got thinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I still feel like the same person.
Okay, listen. Hold on a second. Do you have any kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
Well, now you can't do this.
Yeah.
Because you're
no,
mama.
No, I don't want anyone else. Oh, I don't want anyone else. No. It's like this is between me and him. I had an affair or whatever before, and this is part of this because...
Uh-oh. We can't even track you now.
Wait a second. What do you mean this between you and him? You, him, and whoever you bring in, right?
Right, but but he doesn't care what they look like either. I mean...
Is it a guy or a girl?
Yeah.
It's a girl.
Oh, is this something, is this something that he wants?
He wants to see her on me.
Uh-huh.
And of course it would work both ways.
When, is that something you want to do?
I'm just open. I'm not like a, you know, I'm not attractive. Like I see a girl and think I don't want to be with her, you know?
And what does your having had an affair have to do with now your desire to further create some...
He feels like for me to be that open and secure with him is like confirmation that I wouldn't do that again.
All right, that is totally nuts. Yep. Let me be as
really,
clear as I can be. Yeah, that is.
Thank you for being straight up.
That is impaired thinking. That is not right.
Drew, no. You're saying if a chick has a couple wine coolers and goes down on some floozy she works with, that's not going to prevent her from having an affair?
I think
it would.
I say it would. No. I think the fact that the husband is saying, I need you to engage in this threesome with me to prove to me that you'll never have an affair again.
It wasn't even all his idea. You know, it was like a...
Whatever. It's a very, very impaired thinking.
All right. But now, wait a second. Now, why did you have the affair on him?
I started working at our local bank.
All right. I see.
Oh, that's why.
People coming in and, I mean, I had guys buy me flowers all the time and, you know, and I was raised very... I don't know, poor, and then I saw this guy with all this money, and I thought that was what I wanted, you know? Yeah. But I didn't. I mean, when it came down to it, you know, that's not... Looks and material things aren't...
Right.
So your husband
right.
wasn't really...
Paying attention to
you, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
That's all you have to say.
Jeannie, you sound kind of all over the place emotionally. Here's the deal.
I just want to make the right...
All right, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. Listen to me.
What?
And I'm saying that to everyone. Everyone, listen to me.
Okay.
You got married at 16.
Right.
You never really got to become an adult, and you're kind of all over the place.
And you were jumping ship from your home.
Yeah.
You needed to get out of your home of origin.
I don't trust your parents that much either, letting you get married at 16.
You guys are so smart. You're on it.
But listen, anyone who gets married at 16 is trying to run away from something.
Right.
Of course.
Okay, so but, you got those issues to deal with.
I got real lucky.
Well, remains to be seen.
Yeah. you call a guy who drives an El Camino and is missing a tooth lucky, then that's fine. What's your husband do for a living?
He
hangs sheetrock?
No, no, no.
What's he do?
He works with sheet metal.
Works sheet with metal. Sheet metal.
There you go.
Okay.
But he's
you're really lucked out, baby. A lot of women be killing themselves. But if you think it's lucky, that's great. I'll decide who's lucky.
His heart, how he looks at me, oh my gosh, he thinks that I'm like his biggest trophy ever.
All right, that's nice. Okay. That's nice. All right, but don't add to chaos this relationship. Yeah,
here's what I say, too. Jeannie. Good. Okay, good. Fantastic. Excellent. Now, you got to work on being a good mother. First off, don't worry about who's looking at you what way and how they're looking at you and how that's going to make you feel all the time. You look at you in a good way, and then you'll feel good about you. I know it sounds like a crappy book on cassette, but what I'm saying is don't worry about what the guy at the bank, he paid attention to me, he gave me flowers, my husband looks at me. I know people are making up for what your dad did or didn't do, but that's not going to be the answer in life.
No, he didn't actually sexually abuse me in any way.
I know, but he did something to you that wasn't good, and he scrambled you a little bit. Here's what you need to do.
Partied together.
You and dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the joints and the...
Oh, your dad's an asshole.
Okay, hold on. Jeannie, here's your goal in life. Do not screw your kids up like your dad screwed you up.
Yeah. No, understand? I am so hard on myself.
Don't be hard on yourself. Just don't have any threesomes. Don't have any affairs. Love your kids and take care of them.
Here's the deal. Your thinking about these things is really off. It's like you need a primer in basic human psychology or human relations. If you really want to do yourself some good, get some... therapy.
Get a little counseling. Yeah. Try to work out some of maybe go to Al-Anon or something for partying dad.
If you're an addict yourself now, just get some 12-step going.
Yeah. Don't screw them kids up.
Do not think the way you're thinking. It's very impaired.
And listen, all this nonsense talk we hear all the time, we talk to all these parents. It's like, yeah, I'm doing acid. I'm doing threesomes. I'm turning tricks. I'm smoking crack.
Kids don't know.
The kids don't know. Listen. They don't know the specifics of what's going on, but they know the reality, which is they got a crazy mama and a screwed up dad, and the parents are on drugs. They don't need to know the specifics. They don't need to know what drug.
That doesn't even matter to them.
No, they don't know what drug, and they don't know who you're having sex with. Yeah. They know when you're done having the threesome and done doing the drugs, then they got a crazy mama.
Yep.
And they suffer at that.
That's right. It doesn't matter if they're in front of the TV and the door's shut while you're doing what you're doing down the hall. That's not the part to focus on. The part is, do they want a mama who's engaging in this behavior?
Yeah.
And the answer is no. So
no,
don't screw
them up. No.
Chris?
Oh, hi, guys.
You're 20. What's up?
I got a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she's English, and I've asked her to shave her vagina.
Sure.
And she gets really offended by it, but she wants me to go down on her. And it's.
How'd your stripper girlfriend deal with that, Adam?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I had a stripper girlfriend from England.
Yeah.
She would yell bullocks, and she'd do her fingers like this at me. It's sort of a peace sign, but it's the other way, and ram it up.
Evil.
It's the finger in England. Don't give them that peace sign over there; they'll be mad. No, she was a stripper. She had to keep it good down there.
Yeah, so I need the
part of her job. It's right in the contract.
So can you guys help me out?
The stripper oath.
Yeah, when you take the stripper oath, it's right in there. What's that?
Can you guys help me out?
Well, did you ask her to...
I've asked her about 5 times, and she gets really insane.
Well, that's it. Well, she's not going to do it.
What does she say?
Well, she's just like, you know, that's natural, and... I don't know. She like says she gets a rash if she shaves it. She shaved it before and stuff.
How about
waxing?
How about a little cleaning up? How about a little pruning?
Yeah, and I don't know, but it's kind of stinking down there.
I don't know.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. All right. Bogus.
So you don't want to go down there?
No, he's bogus.
He's full of crap. But it's true. English women smell downstairs. I just thought I'd try to stir it up a little, but I got no arguments from our crowd, so they must know.
I wouldn't know.
No, I like my English stripper girlfriend because they're smart. They sound smart.
Right. And
English accents
English,
are smart.
Yeah.
You listen to the people here from like Minnesota, they're like, hey, you, go down on me, yeah. And they just sound so horrible. Everyone sounds horrible from this country, but over there, everyone sounds like a genius. Even dumb people sound smart.
That makes sense.
I mean, you took someone with the same IQ and the same education from Minnesota or from Mississippi, and you put them up against someone who's from England, they get their ass kicked.
Yep.
Yep, they sound like a genius. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. I mean, even look at who's the guy who owned Ted Turner. Ted Turner's like probably a genius.
Right.
Owns the Atlanta Braves.
<wouldn't know>
He sounds like a retard. I start laughing every time he starts talking. Meanwhile, a guy probably's got 175 IQ, and he's got $10 billion socked away in the bank somewhere. But I start laughing. He sounds like an idiot. He'd be dumber than the dumbest guy in England with that voice. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. All right, well, that's it. I want to thank Rob Rock and Eclipse for coming in here from the Executioners.
Thank you, man, for having us. We had a lot of fun today.
Oh, we had a lot of fun having you in. Come back anytime.
Yeah, it was some interesting calls.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot.
Built from Scratch is the name of the CD, and you can find them out with Eminem coming to a town near you very soon, so look out for that. And again, thanks a lot, guys. Come back anytime. When you're out with Eminem in a few months, come back and pay us a visit.
Thank you.
That's
sure.
A lot.
So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.